Our text is from 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 17. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lusts. But the one who does the will of God lives forever. Is anyone ever tempted by ugliness? Eve wasn't. Jesus wasn't. You aren't. The Old Testament lesson shows us Eve in the Garden of Eden surrounded by a dizzying array of edible fruit. Only one fruit among them all she wasn't allowed to eat. That's what God said. But what God said was not food for her soul. What the devil said was. God said the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was deadly to Eve. The devil said it wasn't. God said the tree wasn't good for food. The devil said it was. The text reports, the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food. Eve was tempted by the devil's words. They sounded good, better than God's. We too are tempted by better sounding words. The pleasant sounding words of musicians ring in our ears more so than the sound words of God in hymns. We hold on to 3-second sound bites more than we do God's word. How many novels have we relished? How many poems have captivated us? Because they were indeed beautiful words, while God's words strike us as boring, confusing, not worth the trouble. Beautiful words can be like the fabled sirens, the bird women who sang beautiful songs to passing sailors. They didn't tempt them with ugly, harsh, heavy metal music. Their voices weren't the sound of nails on a chalkboard. They were pleasing to the ear. They were easy to listen to. They were beautiful. Probably 60s and 70s music. Eve and we are tempted by beautiful, not ugly sounding words. And we are tempted by what's pleasing to the eye. No one knows what the fruit of the forbidden tree was. It's often pictured as an apple, but the Hebrew just says fruit. The devil praises the fruit as being good for food. God has said it was deadly as food. Impress upon a child that a wall outlet is dangerous to him, and he's going to give that a wide berth, walking past it with big round eyes. There's danger there. This was Eve until the devil spoke beautiful words about the deadly fruit, and suddenly this fruit was pleasing to the eye. Can't you see it? A red, crisp apple dripping with dew. An orange that to look at is to taste. Where's the ugliness? Nothing on the outside to warrant God's don't touch. So too, the body of someone other than your spouse. That doesn't look deadly. It's pleasing to your eye, carrying you away to pleasure, not pain. In the original Star Trek, when the crew finds the fabled planet Eden, all looks as Eden should. Verdant vegetation, trees heavy with food, fruit, beautiful flowers everywhere. It was all pleasing to the eye. Eve was, and we are tempted by beautiful words, beautiful sights, and beautiful ideas. God said to eat of the forbidden fruit would bring ugliness, decay, and death to her beautiful body. The devil said it would bring the beauty of deity. And Eve believed him. The fruit was desirable for gaining wisdom. Now tell me, you haven't been down that road before. You think God is hiding something from you. You need this piece of information, then you'll be happy. Then you'll be fulfilled. Then you'll be at peace. Then you'll be able to believe. What God doesn't tell you, what God says you don't need to know, what God says is harmful to you becomes Pandora's box. It takes on intense beauty. It's the one thing you must know at all costs. We are tempted not by ugliness, but beauty. If we didn't know the rest of this account, if we read just up to the point where Eve concludes the fruit is good for food, pleasing to the eye, and desirable to make one wise, well, there is no ugliness here. Thousands of years later, John shows us the ugliness. He says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but from the world. Eve, concluding the tree was good for food, that's the lust of the flesh. Eve, concluding it was pleasing to the eye, that's the lust of the eyes. And her finding the fruit desirable for wisdom, that's the boastful pride of life. Lust and boastful pride, those are ugly. Those beautiful words that make your mouth water for what God has forbidden are nails on chalkboard. Those beautiful sights are fearful. Those hidden things of God you think beautiful are hideously ugly. As the beautiful song of the sirens only sang sailors to an ugly death, as the beautiful fruit on the planet Eden was filled with ugly acid, as Pandora's beautiful box was filled with ugly greed, vanity, slander, envy, and pining, so all that your fallen flesh considers beautiful, pleasing, desirable, is going to turn out to be unbearably, unimaginably ugly to you. You will wake up to the reality of the ugliness either here or in the hereafter. Adam and Eve woke up to realize that the beauty that they were pursuing was really ugliness. Have you? What God says is bad, do you call good? What God says stay away from, do you run toward? What God says is deadly knowledge to you, do you consider wise? Well, then the lust of the flesh is good, the lust of the eyes is beauty, and the boastful pride of life, that's wisdom to you. And the devil hisses, sleep, my pretties, sleep. God says, hit the rocks, so you might know, you might hear that the siren song for what it is, absolute death to you. Taste the acid, so you might know that what God forbids to you in thought, word, and deed is poison. See that if you insist on prying open a door God has closed, you're dealing with him in a way he does not want to be dealt with, and you will find an evil that you cannot handle, as Pandora did. John tells us what Eve found out when she rebelled against God. All that seemed so good, all that seemed so beautiful, all that seemed so desirable, without God is only death. John says the world is passing and also its lust. Because of sin, your life and all that you think, good, beautiful, and desirable, is passing through your fingers like so many grains of sand. Not only can you not stop it, but you are going to pass away with it and so come face to face with an ugliness that will drive you mad. The only one who lives forever, says John, is the one who does the will of God. You think that's you? Come on. Perfect Eve couldn't do it, and neither can you. The fruit we're not to have, we want. And the fruit we can have, but we don't want. The only one who it can be said does the will of God is God in flesh and blood. Jesus, our beautiful Savior. See him in the desert doing the will of God. The Holy Spirit led him there, and he willingly followed. He gave up food for 40 days and 40 nights, living by every word that comes from the mouth of God. The word of God that is often ashes, bitterness, or boringness to our taste was food to Jesus. He relished it. He lived on it while we avoid it and won't eat it. Why did Jesus do this? Not for his sake, but ours. He is the Word made flesh. What need did he have to read, mark, and inwardly digest the Word of God? He did it in our place. His body live by God's word as you and I should, so his body might become food for us. Having scorned God's word as not good enough, God could have cast us off forever. Instead, he sent his son to do what we cannot do. Having done it, the word made flesh becomes food, life, and salvation to fallen flesh. What a beautiful Savior. See him in the desert giving up all that is eye-pleasing in this world to embrace the way of the ugly cross. The devil flashes before his eyes all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. Think of the adulation of billions. Think of the palaces, the mountains of money, the truly beautiful ark. All of this Jesus sees and the devil says, I will give it to you. No dark Gethsemane, no betrayal, no trials, no Calvary, no my God, why have you forsaken me? All the glory with none of the ugly cross. Our beautiful Savior says no. He would go the way of the ugly cross to purchase us from the devil. The devil owns neither us nor the world by power or right. He owns us and it by God's word. God's word promised the world was to be given to perfect people. And God's word promised that imperfect people must die. Now even the devil can hold God to his word. By going the way of the cross, after having perfectly kept God's word, Jesus was able to suffer, to bleed, and to die in our place, thereby keeping God's promise to punish sinners. The gory, bloody Jesus hanging on the cross, that's beautiful to us. God gave him our punishment so he might give us the world Jesus' perfect life deserved. The ugly, crucified Jesus is proof that this great exchange has taken place. Our beautiful Savior is out in the ugly desert saving us. He is there living by faith because you and I want to live by what makes sense. It makes sense that if angels protect Jesus, that they should be able to save him no matter what the circumstances. It makes sense to test what you believe protects you. You test your smoke and burglar alarms, don't you? So why not God? Because God says, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Jesus lived by faith in those words to save us from being judged by those words and to win for us even greater promises than earthly protection. Because of Jesus, perfect obedience, we are promised forgiveness of sins, rescue from devil, and eternal salvation. We are not promised these because we never sinned, but because he never did. We aren't promised these because we paid for our sins, but because he did. You know how Orpheus got past the siren song that sounded beautiful but was deadly? He sang a song so clear and lovely that it drowned the sirens out. Let beautiful Jesus be your Orpheus. You know the only thing the gods left Pandora in her box after she let out all that evil? Hope. Let beautiful Jesus be your lasting hope in the face of all the evils in your world. You know what delivered the people from the mythical planet Eden? Their leader biting into the beautiful but deadly fruit and dying on the spot. That's what made them leave. Let beautiful Jesus deliver you from sin, death, and devil by suffering in his body the poisonous effects of all the forbidden fruit you've ever eaten. Tempted by beauty, we're saved by ugliness, by the ugliness that happens to our beautiful Savior. Amen. Now the peace of God which passes all human understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And the life everlasting. Amen.